the Richmond Theater Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theater with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Act 1, Scene 1 of Curtain Call. I'm Jerry Williams, reviewer for Sifter.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
And I'm Fred Kaufman with Gay RVA.
First thing we thought we'd talk about today is the impending exit of Bruce Miller as artistic director of Virginia Rep. He's been there 41 years since it started as Theater 4 and built it into the behemoth that it is today. As most people know at this point, he will not be actually leaving Virginia Rep. He'll be stepping down to work in education and development. But let's talk about his legacy.
He and Phil have amassed a small little empire of their own. They still have a good control over a large number of professional theaters in town. And I would dare say they pay most of the paychecks for the working actors in this town. So in that regard, I think Bruce has done a wonderful job of having those jobs available for actors, or some actors at least, to make a living in Richmond.
And technicians, let's not forget the technicians.
I think that the impact that Virginia Rep has had, you put it all together, and you know, it can't just be one or two theater companies to have a theater scene. And they put together, what, 12, 16 shows a year? The impact that they have had, would there be a theater community in Richmond if it weren't for them being there?
One thing we didn't mention, of course, is their massive touring company, which has, I don't even know how many shows they have touring around the country now, but that's an amazing undertaking, and they give not only a lot of community outreach through that program, they also give a lot of young, new actors chances to get some great experience on the road, which I think is also important. But let's back up a little bit and talk about Bruce. In some interviews that I did with him on Sifter, talked about some of the things that he was hoping that the new artistic director would bring, and one of the major things was new work to town.
I'm really excited about the new artistic director. I think we found someone who is well suited to our organization, but from a more exciting perspective for me, has the abilities we are looking for to take the organization forward. The next step was the creation of new work, and I've dabbled in that. On the children's end, I've done it a lot. On the adult audience end, I've dabbled, but I am far from expert, and the new artistic director has a lot of expertise and talent in that area, lots of contacts. We've always wanted to take that next step. I'm not the right leader for the next step, and I believe the new artistic director is.
That was Bruce Miller, the current artistic director at Virginia Rep. And by the way, he did not use the name of the new artistic director, because when I did that interview, that person had not been announced yet. We now know it's Nathaniel Shaw. So why is creating new work important?
Because there is only so many scripts out there that the public will go see, and there are very few original works being done in town. And I think for Richmond to be a vibrant artistic community, you have to have new works.
New works, they have a hard time selling. When you put on a new work in a community like Richmond, it seems much more to be about prestige and getting the Richmond community known outside of Richmond. And so that seems to be the piece that they want to focus on in the future. That's why it's important.
And that does go on to a certain extent. I know the Firehouse has Bo Wilson as their guest artist for this year, and he's going to develop a script for them. Plus, I do believe Virginia Rep is going to do one of Bo's plays, his Christmas play, this year as well.
And for that matter, they're doing one of David Robbins' shows that actually Nathaniel Shaw is directing. The new artistic director will be directing. Let's listen to some of the interview I did with him about what he brings to town in developing new work.
Bruce and I see eye to eye that the next chapter of Virginia Rep wants to be very devoted to the development of new work and contributing to the theatrical canon. I have some relationships with commercial producers on Broadway who are interested in new work. So that commercial relationship with commercial Broadway producers is something that I hope we can leverage, and we can be part of that development engine of new work that sees production in New York and the West End and off-Broadway. I'm also very interested in trying to find like-minded nonprofits in New York to partner on development with other small theaters, try to establish some sort of pipeline with a venue in New York and a small theater in New York and Richmond, so that Richmond becomes a real part of the dynamic of generating the future of theater.
That was Nathaniel Shaw, the upcoming artistic director at Virginia Rep, in an interview I did for Sifter a couple weeks ago. By the way, he mentions West End. For those who aren't aware, that is London's version of Broadway, not the West End of Richmond. So talk about what you think is going to be Bruce's challenge in having this new artistic director in the theater.
One of the biggest challenges, you know, for anyone in a position where you've run something for 41 years is having to be hands-off when something's going on, not immediately jumping in and doing something. And it seems that he's got a pretty good mindset about it. You know, just a few years ago at the Firehouse, when Carol Pearsall was not asked back, however you want to say it, there was huge acrimony in the theater community. It seems like Bruce is trying to not go that route, but I think it'll be challenging for, as it would be for anyone. He left on such a nice swan song with Summer and Smoke. I mean, it got raves from pretty much everyone. So hopefully that is what we remember, and there's no big, you know.
Brouhaha,
yeah.
I think Bruce did it the right way. He took his time. He let everybody know. They had a wide search before he left. So it seems to me that he and his organization have made the transition as smooth as it can be. The interesting thing will be to see how the board of directors react to a new individual and how the community will react to it being in new hands.
And one thing to keep in mind, of course, is that Phil Whiteway, who was his partner for 41 years, is not leaving immediately. He is staying for at least a couple more years to allow some continuity in the business side of the business. And I think that's a smart thing that they did too, is to slowly transition to new people. I do know that Peter and the Starcatcher, which Nathaniel Shaw did direct last season, was well received, and not only critically, but by the actors and the people in town that worked with him. So I think that does bode well, that hopefully he will make a strong impression when he finally lands here later this year.
How do you think the community will react to him not being from Richmond?
I'm not sure it will matter, but so much. There are plenty of actors who come here from other places in New York. You know, they come here for one show and they realize, you know, what a great community it is here and how much you can affordably live as a starving artist here. What will be interesting is the donors that have supported Virginia Rep historically. You know, they're maybe older Richmonders, let's say.
Yes.
So having someone coming in with a new voice, that may be a bit different, but I don't see why that should be an issue.
And he certainly will be bringing some changes, but having talked to Nathaniel some, I think he's being very smart. He's not making any major changes. He's coming in to get the lay of the land. I do know some other people in town who will go unnamed who've come in to run a theater and came in with the attitude of, I'm from New York, these podunks don't know anything about how theaters run. And I think they found quickly that that's not the case. And I think Nathaniel's being very smart by coming in and saying, let me feel everything out for a full season before I start to really assert my influence.
Well, we got a taste with Peter and the Starcatcher of what Nathaniel Shaw is going to bring, but we'll have to wait till next spring when he's directing The End of War, and then summer when he's directing In the Heights, to see what he will come to bring to Richmond.
That'll do it for our first curtain call. We want to thank the folks at Open Source RVA for including us, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, go to the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website, rtccva.com.